Kito Rishus Arabim. Somebody puts his straw or his olives into Rishus Arabim in order to ferment to become fertilizer. Vuzik by an acher, and somebody else got damaged stumbling over them. Chai benizko, so the guy who put out the start to be to rot to ferment is chai benizko. V'chol kodem mem zocha, and anybody who comes to acquire this stuff, which is put out as fertilizer to Sarabin, acquires it. It's kind of like a knas that we constantly, the person who put it out to Sarabin, that whoever comes along can acquire that fertilizer. Aotich is a glab to Sarabin. Somebody turns over a piece of excrement to Sarabin, moves up by an acher, and subsequently somebody else is damaged by that. Chai benizko, you're liable for that damage. By mezocha. When you acquire the hay or the rotting, the fermenting hay or the fermenting olives, what were you zeichen? In other words, somebody else, Reuben, let them out. Shimon comes along and is zeichen them. What are you zeichen? The base Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Shimchon. You're not zeichen the actual straw or olives. You're zeichen whatever enhancement occurred since the time they were put in Rishus Arabim. Rezercha in the difference on value as fertilizer from the time they put Rishus Rabim until now. Shmuel Mar Begufan, Shmuel said, no, you're zercha the whole thing. Once you pick it up, you get the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel. Chazal said, since this guy was bad by putting it out, so they gave it to you instead. Okay? Chizki Amar Bushavcha Paneliskos Ba. You have to turn it over in order to acquire it. Milsa the Chizki Amar Chizki that teaches us Hamatalchi Nikni Baficha, a new principle which is not found anywhere else in Bavli, Yerushalmi, and even the Yerushalmi, the Lieberman brings down the Sugi and Dmai argues. The Bavli holds that, and the Yerushalmi and Dmai says that you acquire the responsibility by turning over the Nezek. But you don't actually acquire the thing itself, right? Here it says that you acquire Matalchi themselves by turning them over, which is a new concept. Okay?
Making a
Kenyan by turning it over, yeah.
But that's not your intention at the time.
What?
That's not your intention as you're turning it over, is to make a Kenyan.
No, you did. Vuchav Kampan at least Kospo. To be Zoycha, but you weren't Magbiyah, you just turned it over. Normally you say that Agba is a Kenyan, here we're saying that Aficho is a Kenyan. Okay, so that's a Kiddush. In fact, by Yushami, this is a Dara Pasha that Aficha works, even though nobody else ever heard of this before. By the Yushami here, it's a question, can you acquire Metalim by dragging it? Greater is dragging, right? So, Omer Rabbi Bun by Barchir, says, near and from, yes, you can acquire it, but by Mudim, only stuff which is made to drag, such as pillars, Uvoros kashim and tough leather, which can be dragged on the ground without undergoing significant damage. Avoros rachin, but if it was light skins, and therefore it's dragged, when it's dragged across the ground, it's damaged. Lo kanat shek biyadar kainan, until you pick it up, the fact that you drag it is not enough of a kinyan, right? Dragging is actually a form of meshicha, right? But here we're talking about specifically dragging something, opposed to pulling the reins of an animal, such like, which are the classic term, Mashiach is usually not associated with the dragging thing.
Now, are you dragging here because it's too heavy to pick up?
Or yeah, it's too heavy to pick up,
so
and it's too...
You
could
pick it up.
Oh, so that's a question, right? If you could pick it up, does greater still work? Some Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yisrael said, Laida Pashta, this matter can be resolved, Ashitasan Rabban, according to the rabbi's opinion. The rabbi's opinion we're about to see. What's that opinion? Ben Sora Mora Mau Shechayev Tashlume Kevo Bignei Rishona. Now this actually starts off not being relevant. It'll come back around to relevancy later on. This is a question which nobody not found anywhere else in Bavli Yerushalmi, and in fact it's so not found that it's difficult to make sense out of it. But I would like to change the gears, like the Yosemech does, to Ben to Gnev Shnia. Now, Ben Sarmor and Rabbi Chai Ben Sarmor, you have to steal once, get warned, steal again, and the second time eat the meat and drink the wine which you stole, or buy, steal money and buy meat and drink, buy meat and wine to eat and drink for the money that you stole. So the shaila is, what happens in the second gneva? Again, I'm changing gears so you're a semechtos. Yechayim said gneva, or miachashu basleas misa, or since this is part of an act which ultimately leads you to put to a death penalty, right, as a ben sorim more, so yeah, potter, so that we say kilin rabbin, even on the earlier stage of the gneva itself, because eventually it can come to chiyum misa. So says the Shmini Medal, let's start from here. Hagoinev kis chavecho, if somebody steals his friend's knapsack. Ve'otio b'shabbos, he takes out on Shabbos through Shusha Rabim. Chayev, he's liable. Shekvarni schayev b'gnevas kis, ad shlo kotchel of Shabbos, he's chayev b'gnevas kis, literally means before Shabbos begins, but that's what it means over here. It's chayev for stealing before the chiyum of Shabbos devolves upon him. Because when does he become a thief?
Takes it out of
Shusha, Shusha. Every simultaneous. We don't want it to be simultaneous. When does he become a thief?
Shabbos begins.
So he picks it up. When is your ever Shabbos?
When he goes out.
When he carries it out. So there it's not simultaneous. So everybody's chayev to pay, and afterwards chayev misa. So the same thing by Ben Sor More, he's chayev to pay initially, and then afterwards if he eats and drinks, so he's chayev misa as well. So that's what I said. The Ben Sormor is chayev to pay.
Theoretically, you could say it's even the Gnevah Rishon after a Ben Sormor, because but eventually, if he does it a second time...
Yeah, it's possible to say that. But the truth is that the first part of what he is penalized independently with Malchus. So we could have... So then we really should have spoken about Malchus, not about Misa. But theoretically, it's possible to shtub it in. So in any event, so says the Gemara, the Lob Asrayas Misa, isn't he going to eventually get Misa for this, right? Nevertheless, excuse me. Well, but so it's Misa for same Machayev, and nonetheless he's liable to pay Kefil. Of course, so to hear, Avo Misha Basrayes Misa. Even when you when Vetz or Mora, even though Vetz is going to get the death penalty, but for stealing, Yechayev is going to be liable. Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yeshua, this is going like Rabbi Yeshua, according to this line of reasoing. Well, the Tani Amoiti Avo Bishloi Nia Chayev. By Otsua, even though there was no Hanocha, you're liable. The Kabbasua, so to Amoiti Abishloi Nata Loti. And on the other side, just like you don't need Hanocha, and when you took it out, even though you didn't have a mind to take it out, when you picked it up, even though you didn't have a mind to take it out, chayv reliable, she'ein asroyoso ele b'shasa tzohotzoso. Because the warning only comes at the time when you take it out. Now what he means is that he holds mahalik koi medami. In other words, we're being machar. We're saying really it could be, if the gnev is part and parcel of the process by which you become chayv misa, because the Agbah was the Akira of the object, that was the uprooting, so that in that case would be Potter, because of Kinder Rabbinate. But here it's talking about specifically Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is Malach Goyim Adam, so therefore, I come Chayim and Gnev when I pick it up, or when I start to, when they come Chayiv in, when they come Chayiv in Hotzah, the last step before I leave is Shusha Rabbin, is Shusha Yochid. When you come chayev in Hanocha, the first step I take into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, regardless of whether I came to a full stop or not. So according to Rabbanan, actually, if I started walking, let's say Rosh Hashanah Rabbim began over here at the edge of this table, right? And I'm walking this way, and I pick up an object over here. So this is actually by picking up over here, this is my Akira. When I go out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, this is when I put it down, that's my Hanocha. But so therefore, you can say, Kilo Rabbeinu, if I picked it up at the beginning of the process, and then continue with it without stopping, and put it down at the end of the process, say Kilo Rabbeinu, because it's all part and parcel of the Chiyuv of Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Oshia, picking it up is not that Kira. As I walk out, the last step I take before I exit Rosh Hashanah Rabbeinu, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's that Kira. And vice versa, it's not when I put it down that's that Kira, or when I come to a full stop, but the first stop I take in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's the Hanocha, because Mahalik Oim Edami. So if he's walking, it's as if he's standing. So then when you're Oim, that's Akira, that's Hanocha. therefore, according to him, Tak, your chayav and tashlumei kefil, says Gemara. Because he holds that the picking up is not part and parcel of Akira Hotzah Hanocha sequence. But according to Rabbanan, that the melacha begins when you pick it up, so then you takeli bought it because the killer were not robbing it, you wouldn't have to pay for the object being stolen because that point picking up was part of the entire process of Akira Hotzah Hanocha. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Tani, we learned. Now, why we broke down Sol Gemara actually for this whole, this final piece here. It says, if you were dragging the object out, so you're potter. Because then the Misa and Tashlumin come simultaneously. The Misa and Tashlumin come as it leaves. The Rosh Hashanah Yochin goes to Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, right? And at the same time, you're Chiyah Chai Mom and Chai Misa. So there, Chiyah Mom Misa falls off. But if they didn't come together, it sounds like that if they didn't come together because it wasn't Shabbos, or because somehow there was some other exemption on the Shabbos business, so then it sounds like the greater in itself makes you a ganav. Aha! Greater makes you a ganav. What can we say about greater? That greater must be a form of a kinyan, right? Because it says here by the greira that we brought down the Sol Gemara just to get to this point. It says here that by greira, if you're greira of the yitzer on Shabbos, you're potter. Because the kinyan menamine. Sounds like the rest of the week if you're greira of the yitzer, you're chayef. Okay, so it must be that greira is a form of kinyan. Says Marbaloni. Maybe it's about large objects, right? Large pouches. Which can acquire normally by dragging. You can't derive anything for this for a case where it's a small object and such like. Okay? Says Gemara Misi. Now, the following Gemara until the Mishnah is extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult. Not that you won't have a hard time with it. Because fortunately, Lieberman found in the Xaviatis Coriel found a new girsa, which makes it work. Although I'm not going to learn exactly like Lieberman, but nobody before Lieberman came along knew what was flying in this Gemara here. Okay, I shouldn't say before Lieberman came along, before this Coriel manuscript came along. Okay, so the Gemara says here it's about to be that machlokus is shlokus Rabbi Yochanan, and then doesn't tell us what that machlokus is. So the Lieberman does have to make an insertion over here. One insertion he makes. I will make one change later on, but he makes a change over here. He adds on, I'm not going to bring you his full change, but he does add the following line. Rav Shimon Lakish Krabi Yoshia, Rabbi Yochan Kedaite. Rav Shimon Lakish hold the Krabi Yoshia, that a mahalech ko'ayme dami, walking is like standing still. And Rabbi Yochanan holds not that way. Rabbi Yochanan holds in order to make an akira, you have to stand, go from standing position to moving. In order to make a nochi, you have to go from moving position to standing. There is no mahalakoy mitami. Each step in the middle is considered to be part of the surprise that you began when you began walking and ends when you stop walking. So is that in mind? Misivi Homasisa, they ask in this Gemara, this following Mishnah, which is Mishnah Krisis. Zina Moisin Lom, Sile Rabbi Yochel, sometimes they ask a question. Literally means ask a question and bring a riot, but it means you sometimes ask a question, Rabbi Yochanan. So this ask question Reish Lakish from it, depending on the gear so in this Mishnah. And this is the Mishnah. Yesh oichel achil achas, somebody eats one bite, I don't know, bite is the right term, but eats one, let's say, kezayis of chalev. The chayv alav arba chatos. And if I liable to four chatos, vashem echel and one asher. Tameish oichel chalev. The guy who ate his tameh, that's one iser. He ate chalev, that's a second iser. Vunosar was left over, that's a third iser. Minamukdosh is from hektish, that's the fourth iser, and that's one of Usham, because of that's Me'ilah. B'yom Kippurim, that's the fifth iser. So Rameer says, Shabbos, Votiyo b'Shabbos. Rameer says it was Shabbos, and then he took it out on Shabbos, whatever this Eichel was, that is Anoch Achiyu, well, the Tzuchayev another time. Amalili said, Eino Hashem, it's not part of and parcel of our discussion because it doesn't fall into the same category. Okay. Amos the Messivin and Messiah Rabbi Yochanan, when they wanted to ask the Kash Rabbi Yochanan from this, they asked like this, it says, so Tzio B'Shabbos. The mayor says, if you're a Moitzi on Shabbos, you're Chayin, ain't Kan Anoche. Where's the Anoche? It sounds like the Tzor in and of itself. Without the Anoche, now the truth is, this is a very easy question to answer. But the one says, sometimes they ask Kasha, says, Tzio, without even doing Anoche. Where's the Anoche? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chayin on Shabbos, you need what? You need Anoche. Where's the Anoche? Okay. Now let's take out Loma Amro Eino Min Hashem from here. We'll put it back in a moment. Let's just take it out from here, okay? Amos the Messiah and Messiah Rishim Rishim and Lakish. When they wanted to bring a kasha this Rishim and Lakish, they brought it like this. They brought a different girsa. Hotziu, and now here I'm going to put in the stuff from the Ksavius Koryab because here it will go where it goes in, and it's going to, there's a little substantial amount. It should be Messiah Rishim Lakish. Hotziu b'Shabbos v'hini choi. There was another gear, so the Mishnah over there, they have to actually put it down in order to be Chayev. By Rish Lakish, you have to actually put it down in order to be Chayev. No, Rish Lakish holds. Mahalach Koyme, the way you walk, it's as if you stand still. So why do you have to Dafka put it down? That's a Kashmir Rish Lakish. Okay. So each gear has its own difficulty. If it's Hini, it's Yom Shabbos, without Hini Chodz, Kashmir Rabbi Yochanan. So it's Yom Shabbos, Hini Chodz, Kashmir Rish Lakish. Okay, be that as it may. Then the Mara goes on to ask a different question. And here we plug in what it says before, even though this Koryal was both times, but here we're going to just plug it in over here. Why is it Eino Mi Hashem? Eino Hashem sounds like it's similar, but it's not exactly the same. It's not the same at all, right? It's not the same. What does carrying have to do with eating? The whole thrust of that Mishnah was things that you transgress by eating. What does it have to do with carrying? I mean, what does that have to do with eating? Forget Eino Min Hashem. Eino Hashem is a technicality, it doesn't count. It's a totally different issue. You include that, include the chveis, you know, all sorts of different types of issue. But this, obviously, not this has to do with anything to do with the topic of discussion. So says the Gemara, according to Xavier Escorial, Tipoter Bishachlo. The reason why Remer and Ahavmin introduced this case into Gemara and Krisis, the top case, is because we're talking about a case where she actually, the guy was walking, actually ate the, what was he eating? Doesn't say. Whatever he was eating. Doesn't say. So achila hanocha he and achila's form hanocha. That's why it's brought down here. That's why it's Eino Hashem. Because achila is talking form hanocha. So therefore they say, you're right, achila is a form hanocha, but still not shaykhed our discussion. Because it's a different type of chiyuv. It's a chiyuv hotzah, not a chiyuv on achila itself. But it's taka places in Krisis, taka down and out, where the Bavli brings down sugya. In other places it says, achila is a form hanocha, but places doesn't bring down in Shami. According to the Escorial, which you don't have, but I have here on the brought down the side, it packages the Yushami Mefigush. The Yushami say, why is this case Eino Min Hashem? Why is it just something else totally? But why is it's not a precise category instead of being something else totally? Because it places his Svara, because Achila is a form of Hanocha. Okay? So if it's Shaykh the Mishnah about Achila. Now, continuing further, what you do not have. Then Yushami says, Lo mistabra da elo tio b'shabes chayiv. Why? Remeir couldn't find anything else which made sense except for tio b'shabes. Does that mean hareisho tio? Now pick it up back in the morning again. Hareisho tio b'yom kippurim yet potter. I understand why Remeir have to go to motzi on Shabbos. Let's talk about motzi on Yom Kippur itself. What was wrong with Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is also an issue, right? So now and the base of the Mordechai Kasha is the Gemara also increases in the Bavli. Raphram, the way there, wants to say there's no din of Otsa on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, and then the Gemara ultimately ends up that Raphram's wrong. But that's really what Yushalmi is challenging here. Since our mayor changed the case from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, does the mayor mean that there's no Isra of Otsa on Yom Kippur? Does he really mean that? So says the Gemara, no, he doesn't really mean that. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Rabun says, Asin der Amir, Rabbi Akiva. The reason Rabbi Amir spoke about Shabbos because he wanted to give you two more chatos. Because Rabbi Amir has this kakamei mishita. It's only kakamei from our perspective, of course. From his perspective, was eminently reasonable. Which is that the name Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Asin der Amir, Rabbi Akiva. The time you learned about Rabbi Akiva. Minan Yom Kippurim Shchalos B'Shabbos Arav Yokir comes on Shabbos. V'shogagi Yonetetchi Osa Malacha. Din Malacha Minay Shchay V'alzei V'atzmo V'alzei V'atzmo. It's not one chatos for the two. No, two chatos, one per. How do you know that? Tamloimer Shabbos Yom Kippurim. It's both Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so they're the two prohibitions. I mean, you did Rabbi Akiva. It's going to be Akiva Shomer Eino Chay V'achas. Rabbi Shmuel says you only have but one. Okay, we didn't bring down our Mishnah. Okay, in any event, I'm sorry, we didn't bring down our Mishnah over here, but our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, who says Yochai Shnayim, for Yom Kippur, sorry, which happened Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Yochai have two prohibitions for transgressing. Okay, was that very difficult, Gemara?
Oh, it helps.
Helps to write the manuscript, right? Did you follow it at all?
What do you mean, did I follow it?
Yeah. Followed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're spoon fed.
Yeah. But the Gemara is very, I spent a long time staring at this Gemara until I finally opened the manuscript and found it actually discusses it. In any event, so the bottom line is that the Yerushalmi here alludes, as far as which are mentioned in Tosfos and the Bavli, about Achila being a form of Anocha and also about potentially being no Isra of Otzon Yom Kippur. Okay, back to Bava Kama Sugyas. Okay, let me just check why my phone keeps on.
It really is hot. I don't know what I'm saying. You'd like to go up my jacket. Are you doing hot?
Right.
It's comfortable. But you're working up a sweat.
Right. We're being fed.
Okay. Says Maravaita. Shnei Kadorim. Notice, it's back as I said above a Kama. Shnei Kadorim, Shoyu, Malchim, Zeh, Achar, Zeh. You had
two juggers. Jughead. There were two guys carrying jugs. And they're walking one behind the other.
Niska Rishon Vinafa. The first guy stumbled on something and falls. Niska Shani Barishon. The second guy stumbles against the first guy and falls. Harishon Chayav and Nisko Shasheni, the first guy is liable to the Nezaka, which occurred to the second guy. Zeba Chavisel Zeba Karaso. If one is coming with a jug and the other is coming with a beam, Nishbra Karo Shel, they're coming at each other. So Nishbra Karo Shel Zeb Karaso Shel Zeb. If the one guy's the jug breaks against the other guy's beam, Potter. He's Potter, the guy, the Baal HaBim. Why? Each guy has Rishus to walk. So since each guy has Rishus to walk, so therefore, there's no liability. Okay? It's like two oxen which damage each other while they're both walking Rishus to ride it. It's no chiv. Rabbi Amabar, Rabbi Amabar has Maush Eitan Larishan Shus Kedam Ida. Does the first guy feel, does he have enough time to get up? In other words, let's say it takes 3 seconds to get up. So is he potter during those first 3 seconds if somebody falls against him? Or is he chayv even during those first 3 seconds? Was that clear? Question? But maybe he's honest on those 3 seconds because he fell and he didn't have time to get up. Maybe not.
Is there any question about negligence, why the first person fell?
What?
Is there any negligent factor?
Yeah, but we're not dealing with that. I'm sure there could be, but we're not dealing with it. So, and that says the Gemara, "I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Shita Rabbi Yochanan, Litein Roshus, I'll Kedami, Roshon Shus Kedami." Of course, in the first 3 seconds, he's bothered because at the time he could be involved in getting up. The Shah is like this. Let me start with Da Ella. Really makes sense to ask me now. Sheni Vehelach, from the second guy on. Does the first second guy liable during the first 3 seconds after he goes down or not? And that Ishmina Meadu, and that we want to bring a proof from here. If you have two
two guys with jugs, and they're walking one behind each other, right? Not one at each other, but one behind each other. Niska Rishon and all father first guy stumbles and falls. Ubach Avev Niska Bono, his friend comes and stumbles against him and off and falls as well. Ubach Avev Niska Bono, and then the third guy comes like a chain reaction, right? Like dominoes. Third guy comes and stumbles against the second guy and off and he falls as well. Harisha Rishon and the chain. First guy pays the second guy, but Shen Shishi, the second guy pays the third guy. Bimachas Harisha Nafluf, however, it was a pile up and he all fell on the first guy, then he pays for all of them. And they're all liable for the nezakin of the next person in line. The butter and escape can because each guy becomes a boar, and a boar is butter on the nezakin of Kenan. Only chayav niske adam and behema, right? It comes here and says that if they warn each other, in other words, as the first guy warned down, he said, Yankel, I'm going down, don't follow me, you'll trip over me, so then he's putzer, because he did what he could, which is the modern equivalent to putting on your brake light. That's really what it is. Okay? Signaling to somebody back off. And if you don't back off, then he's putzer, right? So it says, Chamorim Shimachim Zecherzeh, if you have donkey drivers following each other, the first guy stumbles and falls. This is Chamorim or Chamorim? I skip. It doesn't matter. It's only one word, and I just basically say pronounce it. Chamorim means donkey drivers, not the donkeys themselves. That would be the next case. Chamishim Achizavah said they followed each other. Viniska Rishon, and then the first donkey driver, I assume with this donkey, fell. Stumbled and fell. Vinova Al-Bach, Avisham V'chaver, Viniska Bo, and his friend came and stumbled against him. Vinova fell, V'chaver, then the first, third guy comes, and he also stumbles and falls. This is the clutch convention. Right, the first guy pays the second guy, the second guy pays the third guy. They all fell because the first guy, Kulan, then he pays for all of them as well. We're not finished yet. You have donkeys without their drivers riding one behind the other. If the one donkey falls down, and his friend comes and stumbles against him in the fall. A few, maybe, even 100 secrets. They're all chayv to each other. 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, and so on and so forth. Those who, however, that they all are off the hook. So it says the Gemara. Istani Tani.
1 second.
Yeah, so some said Kulan Chayam and some said Kulan Pturim. No Potter. I'm Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law said, Banda Machayav, and he says, you're Chayav. It's not Machlok. It's not Chayav. Two different cases. Manda mar chayovim b'shir v'tzum ba'aleim. It's where their masters made them crouch. So then, in that case, there's a chain reaction of liability. Why is that? Because everything is interlinked. Now it should be manda mar peturim. He who says you're potter, that's because he holds Bishanoflu. We're talking about, I'm putting in words now. Bishanoflu instead of Noflu. Because we're talking about when he fell, ain't him le Adam. In that case, there is no onsim for human beings. Aviyesh onsim le Behema. Not like it says here. That there is onsim for a Behema. So the bottom line here is that, I'm sorry. Have to go back and line. I'm Rabbi Law. I'm just serving Rabbi Law. Man the Marchayim. I think I got the cases mixed up. Man the Marchayim. He says your Chai B'Shir B'Tzum Balem is when the owners made the animals crouch.
When they're chamorim. Not chamorim. We have two cases, chamorim and chamorim. Where they're donkey drivers and there aren't donkey drivers. Where the donkey drivers are the Moavli Elam. Right? Everybody's chayav. Where there aren't donkey drivers, it's a behemoth. Behemoth's not muedes. Especially not to fall in holes and become boros. Behemoth is a permanent what? It's a tam. Oh, permanent, but as long as it is a tam, right?
You mean for walking?
Huh. Well, actually, what do I mean by walking?
A behemoth is a permanent, it's a tam until he becomes a moed.
No.
You mean in this case?
Because in this case he's onus. He can't become a mu'at to stumble.
Okay.
So he's either going to always have to pay all or he's pay nothing. Not half. Is that clear?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I understand you're not, Talmud mu'at. Is a
din. Right, that's what I'm saying. There is no concept of mu'at here.
Right.
An ammo is onus. Yeah, okay, you're right. I was thinking about that. That's the thought crossed my mind. There's no concept of tam. There can't be a concept of tam because tam is only
called
to right. What it means is here, other mu'at lo'olam, but behemoth is not mu'at lo'olam. Well, that's what it means to say, right? Not that there's a tam. Okay, you're right. So David says, all right, he says that the animals are liable. Can't be done. There's no such thing as liability for animals. The shivets and balim, when their animal masters made them crouch there. And now it should say, Manamar Pturim, he says, Pturim, Mishanof, but since they fell, there is no onus for human beings, and there is onus for animals, so therefore they're not liable. Now, a funny case. Chamorim Shiva, right, skipped, remended and skipped. Chamorim show you Rav Echa Mem Ros. I don't understand the case, but you have a donkey with a bad leg. Okay? What?
Chester from Gunsmoke.
I mean, there was a talking donkey, Mr. Ed. Okay. So, Mano, you got it?
I haven't heard that in years. That's
30
years ago.
Okay. I never watched Gunsmoke, sorry.
Gunsmoke was probably where you were born.
That may be. It wasn't reruns for me when I was growing up, but I never watched it. Only Flintstones is about as sophisticated. Since, now, my favorite program, they don't even play the reruns. My favorite program was F Troop. I don't even play the real.
That's cool. That was good.
Yes. So I'll never get to see it. All right. So David. So he have a chamor shu rav the echem and rose. Ain rashayim lavor love. You're not allowed to pass over it. Other donkeys can't pass over it. I'm not sure how they do. They jump over it. They knock it over. I don't know. But Norfolk. If the donkey with the bad legs fell, Rashayim Lavar Love, they're allowed to pass over it. Ma Rashayim Lavar Love doesn't mean they're allowed to pass over it. Don't say they love it, even the happening. They step on it and they pass over it. So an animal which falls down because it has bad legs, just walk right over it. That's our state. And it's not considered to be any problem. Why are you making a face?
Is there room to go around?
Yes, but nevertheless, you're still potter. That's what it sounds like here.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a big chiddush because normally we say if there's room to go around, you're talking. I think that's only by Adam, not by animals. A person has to go around, but an animal doesn't have to go around. Okay. So in any event, haya echa reikam ve'echa ton. If you had two donkeys. One was passed, one was loaded, one was unloaded. And Rosh Hashanah is only wide enough for one to pass. So Mavirnes Rekon You push aside the one which is empty because the one which is full. There's a famous, they say this is the Gemara which the Chazanish used in order to prove to convince Ben Gurion not to draft Yeshiva Bachan. As he said, that we're a carriage which is full, and you're a carriage which is empty, because you haven't proven anything yet, and we have. So therefore, you have to let us go, like it says here. And you have to let us get off out of the army. That's what they say, he said. I don't know if it's true or not true, but that's what they say, he said. Nobody was in there to hear them speak. Okay, so Naaman, well, that's the famous Maisa. One has was riderless, one had a rider. You take away the one which is riderless, because the one which has a rider. Both of them had cargo, or both of them had no cargo. Yasub Sharmanim, in all cases you make a Pshara compromise. Similarly, Shea Golos, two wagons, two boats, Agasun of Agasunis, one is full and one is empty, might be improved in Tuna. You take away the empty one and let the full one go by. Stampukosatunosu, both of them are empty, or both of them are full, Yasub Sharmanim, they make a Pshara. Period. Hanik Lassamechats, if you enter a bathhouse, nice and coverly to give honor to the person coming out because he's clean and you're dirty, so he deserves more honor than you do. Right? Also, maybe it was too suffocating in there, so he needs to get out as soon as possible. Right? However, the opposite is true. If I ate to the base, I can say somebody exiting a bathroom, nice and coverly, you let the guy coming in go in first because he's got to go. Right? You already went. He's got to go. So that's nice and good. So everything is very pragmatic. Now one guy's coming with his, but back to the Mishnah. One guy's coming with his jug and the other guy's coming with his beam. Rabbi Zira asked, Shano Behezik. Now the Shaitos all changes to Shnaim Shizik. But two people with damage. Let's use the Rabbi Zira's as is in front of us. Shon of Ezekiel. What if it was an aberration the way they were mazik? It wasn't a normal thing. In other words, it wasn't the one guy hit the other. But in some aberrant way it was mazik. So Mao, so what's the status? Shemini from here. So Chamisha Shishi Yashua al Stafsul Echon. Five people sat on a bench. Famous case in the Bible. Five people on a bench, right? With supporting them. Al Stafsul Echon. Another guy came and sat down, and then it broke. He pays for each and every one of them. Okay? In Machmas Kula Nishbar, then the last guy pays for each one of them. For 1 second. Yeah, the last guy pays if he broke it, right? That's no problem. Right? Five people sat on the bench and survived. The sixth guy comes and sits on it.
So the other first five also contribute.
They're off the hook.
Because the sixth guy, the strutter breaks the camel's back.
Right, so the first five are off the hook, right? Umashan Mede Kulam, the sixth guy. The Machmas Kulam Nishbar, somehow you can reckon there was all six who made the problem, then Kulam Chav, and then they're all liable to pay. But
theoretically, the all six did make the problem.
What?
If the sixth guy came and sat down and the other five guys weren't there, then they wouldn't have
broken. Echami, so that's what Yerushalmi drives me that the Shinui is important too. In other words, there was the weight, posted weight capacity, he went over the weight capacity, that's why he's liable. It's everybody was weighed together, but he's the one who went over, he was Mishane. So too here, if there was Mishane, in the Koran Chavis case, whoever was Mishane is liable. Okay?
Mishane where?
Well, in this case, Mishana meant that he was sitting where he shouldn't have sat. In our case, Mishana means that somehow he was carrying the beam widthwise, or it's an oversized beam, or something like that, so in that case, he's liable. Okay? Want to speak? Okay. Now, this is where they're walking one behind the other. And first the beam guy is walking, and the other guy is walking behind him. Nishbar al-Khavis Bakar, if the jug breaks against the beam, Potter, he's exempt. the beam guy is exempt because, you know, the drug guy should never bash his drug against his car, right? If, however, the guy who's carrying the car is stopped in his tracks, which is foreign machinery, he stopped walking, he just stood there. So then Chayav, then he's liable. Similarly, im amar baal chavis amor, if you called out and said to the baal chavis, he was behind him, stop, potter. This is true, b'zman hazeh, about brake lights. If you have brake lights on your car, somebody plows into you, you warned him. So therefore, whose liability is it? It's his liability, right? That's really what the Gemara is saying here, in essence, okay? If he didn't put on brake lights, if he wasn't working, so who's chayev? On the front car. But if he didn't put on his brake lights and they were working, so who's chayev? The guy in the back car, right? What if the case was reversed? The drug guy's walking first, about Krachon, then the beam guy's really behind. Nishma Chavis Bakar and the Chavis broke against the Kaira. Chayev, he's liable in that case. Why? Because he should have watched where he was shoving his Kaira, right?
Tailgate,
right. Imam Baal Chavis, if however the Baal Chavis stopped, so then in his tracks, and Mimela, the other guy banged into him, Balter is exempt. If he said to the owner of the the Baal Chavis turned on his brake light also. He said that the Baal Kor is behind him, stop. Chayav. What if he said to Baal Kor then? Oh, and of course, about Korah's Chayiv. That's right. Saying they're putting on taillights. That's right. Chayiv. So, guy back is liable. Chayiv's above a butter of Nerev's above Mishnaro. Same thing is true. One guy's holding a candle, the other guy's calling holding flax. Same idea. Who has to stop, etc.
Why does the Mishnah have to repeat the cases? It seems obvious from the first cases.
I don't know. Just change position. I'm not necessarily, yeah. Says my locator, my Robin, my Goshen's Robin, says, I don't stand. Where is the guy liable for being putzer for breaking drugs? If the whole Rishus Robin is full of drugs, there's no way to pass, so then he's allowed to pass over a drug and break it. But Zuma Mali Goshen's Robin, in this case, why is the Baal Kor allowed to break the drug if the drug had stopped suddenly in the middle, right? The Kor is not Mali Goshen's Robin, let the Kor guy go around. So the Mark gives the obvious answer. Amrei said, came and show Ahmad, Nasa Karen Chavis, Karen's office. Once the guy, the jughead in front stopped, so then he becomes like a corner. In other words, there's not enough time to see what's coming. That's why the Baal Kor plows right on and bumps into him. He's potter for that. Okay? It's as if going around the corner, you didn't know that there was a Chavis behind there. Okay? Shtayim Shem Alim Shazram, two people going to Shazram, Echad Rats, one road's running, Vecha, whether one is running, Vecha Malachim, one is walking, or Oh, Shah Shneim Rats, they're both running. Oh, these equals that, and they damage each other, Shneim Paturim, they're both exempt. So, of course, that's a Shverchait, because normally allowed to run in Rishu Sarabim, right? So, as my Yesi Abav, the Yemel, Hayarat Rishu Sarabim, normally if you run Rishu Sarabim, you damage your Chayat. So Shina Amin, because you're not doing the right way, and therefore it's aberrant behavior, and you're liable. But Shabbos ben Ashmoshois Potzer, if you're running on Erev Shabbos before Lichbenchen, and who is not, then you're Potzer. Why? Because Erev Shabbos. Why?
Gotta get home.
That's derech to run, because so many people are running with Shusha Rabbim Erev Shabbos that it's derech to run at that point.
It's in the Bible also.
Yeah. Army, they said, who yesi abav, who yesi ben Yehuda, who yesi katnusa, it's called all these things. Lenik Rashmo katnusa, it's called the small one. Shakotan Chasim, he was the youngest among all the pious ones of his generation. Okay, the interpretations of katan, whether it means katan mamish or something else, but that's basically how we're going to translate it. Okay. Says more, I'll mention further. Aloch ches. Hambakir Rishusa Yachid. Somebody who's chopping wood in Rishusa Yachid. Rehizim Rishus Rabbi, and a splinter flew out and chip flew out and it was damaged Rishus Rabbi. Or vice versa, Rishus Rabbi is Zik Rishus Yachid. It was chopping when Rishus Rabbi and chip flew into Rishus Yachid. Or Rishus Yachid, Rehizim Rishus Yachid, went from Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, Rishus Yachid Acher. Chayev for the guy is liable for all these cases. Why we have all these cases? Obviously, because of we're going to learn a special chiddush. But Lemaisa, the chiddush here is also that even though it's over Shusay Yachid, since Adam boiled the Yodim, it makes no difference where he's going. He's always liable on the damages. If you are standing and chopping wood in your backyard, and your worker came in for some unassociated job and wants his money, so then if the splinter flies and hits the worker, then the owner of the Baal Bais is chayev. If, however, the eved gets struck by the stick and doesn't die, and dies, then the guy who killed him does not have to go into golus. Right? Why does he have to go into golus? The Shargar says because he's curved the mason. Because he should have divined where this guy was. Right?
Did the Boral have a Rishus to come into Rishus or Yachid here?
Excuse me? I guess so. Yeah. Why not?
Because if he didn't have rishus, then he wouldn't be chayav.
What?
If the worker did not have rishus to come into the property.
Yeah.
So then he's trespassing. So then the guy that's doing the chopping shouldn't be chayav for hurting the poor or for killing
him. That's a nice question. Not yet. We didn't see you. So the Vatai Rabbi Yechia Potter. Then we learn Yechia says the guy's Potter, right? Which is really what you want to say. Well, please, they're not arguing. Modern Rabbi Yosef, which Rabbi Yossi said that your libel is Bisharo. Because you saw him, you have to take a special caution. Modern Rabbi Yechia, that you don't have to take any special caution, Bisharo Ro. We didn't yet see him. Makes sense, right? Says Gemara, in Bisharo Ro, if you didn't see him, once you told him to come in, you should be chayev, because you didn't see him and you didn't take proper precautions. How come you're off the hook? But I became potter. Rechia says you're potter. Says one a tremendous svara. Came a tremolo. Once you told the guy come in, tzarich lishmaratzmo. He heard you're chopping wood. He's got to watch himself. If he doesn't watch himself, he's liable for his own damages. If he comes in unannounced, so then, it's not your fault. But if he comes in and says, because they come in and you were chopping away, he has to be careful. It's a nice svara, right? Says, Manu, take. So what's the other guy want to do with this svara, right? What's the other guy do with this svara? Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chiyos says, Potter, sorry. Anarchia, the other one. Rabbi Yossi Rechina said, you're chayev. How come you're chayev? The guy should have watched himself. Right? The guy who came in should have watched. How come you're chayev? So says the Gemara, each time he to those who say, it's my man, once they came from a Kanes, once you tell a guy, come in, Nasis Gechotz or Shutin becomes your good partner. He said, when you have a partner, you have to be careful about him. Because he has every right to use the field, so too, once you invite him in, you have to be careful to make sure he doesn't get hit. So it's not achrayus on him, it's achrayus on you. That's the machlokas. If it's achrayus on him, so then you're potter if you killed him. If it's achrayus on you, then you're chayav if you killed him. Right? So says the Gemara. So, Bismay Milan say, Kim Shemeli, Kreis, that's chotzer, shooting becomes like a courtyard of partners. My Bielkam Sherviana, shooting Kodim Zembi, Zembi Zembi Chotzer, they acquire from each other in a chotzer. Chayovin Zebinis Kosher, period. And so therefore here would be the same thing. Chayovin Zebinis Kosher, Zebinis Kosher, then they're liable for each other's damages. Says the Gemara, how can they be liable for each other's damages? Lo Chayin Omar. What's the case? Once I forget what the rest of the Gemara is about. Okay, I got it. So the Maravil again, Maravil Shemian should be called him Zemi Zebichotze, Chemizemnishkoz, they have to watch out for each other, not to cause damage. Says Maravlo Chenamar Rav, Malik or Shusa Rabim. Then Rav says the only time that the guy breaks the jugs is part is if the jugs fill the entire Shusa Rabim. Presumably Malik or Shusa Rabim, I don't understand. Where's the fulfilling the all the Shusa Rabim? In other words, why does the guy have to pay? a guy whose splinter broke out, sorry, a brick killed somebody or damaged somebody. It's not his fault, right? Then or it's his fault. I shouldn't say it. Yeah, but our question is on the guy who was splitting the logs. Why is he chayav? It should be a patur, right? If you pasuk, because he didn't fill the entire backyard with splinters. So Mara's answer is pashut. Mara's answer is he's considered to since the guy is going to walk into your backyard and your splint anywhere he wants and your splinters are flying all over the backyard, so that's why it's as if you're filling the entire backyard full of jugs. So in essence, it's the mazik who's filling the back. Normally, filling the backyard full of drugs is a time when the mazik is brought down the nizak, and it's the nizak drugs. But here it's the opposite we're using it for. Lieberman also explains this way. Here we're saying that if the mazik has splinters going all over the place, it's like a nizak filling the entire rishus around with drugs. And it's like the nizak is potter in that, the mazik is potter in nizak in that case. Here, fakert. The mazik is liable on the nizak in this case, right? That's what we're saying. That since this guy can walk anywhere in the yard, and your splinters are going to go anywhere in the yard, as if the entire yard is full of jugs. Here too, the entire yard is full of splinters. I'm not sure I'm getting this across properly.
Yeah, well, one is active and one is passive.
Right, they're not 100% accurate. That's Lieberman's point. They're not 100% parallel, the cases.
Right.
And one story about when the nizak is part, and one story when the mazik is chayv. But the idea is it has to be an unavoidable issue. I don't know what words for that. So here too, it's unavoidable because that's unavoidable because the entire shushu rabbin is full of drugs. So to here, it's unavoidable because the splint is flying all over the place. Okay, so therefore, in both cases. In that case, there's a ptur because the drugs all over the place. So where are you supposed to walk? In this case, there's a chiyuv because he's in your yard and you're letting splinters fly, so you're chayv no matter where they go. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.